WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last week, scientists broke the startling news that they discovered the origins of the universe, which they say confirms the Big Bang theory. To find out how life as we know it may end, commentator Maureen Corrigan recommends that you read The City of Quartz, a book about Los Angeles by Mike Davis, which has been newly reprinted in paperback.
LA's boosters like to call it the city of the future. Mike Davis is no booster, but he does believe that LA is a crystal ball in which we can glimpse shadows of what's in store for the rest of urban America. In City of Quartz, Davis writes about L.A. like some kind of La La Land Nostradamus. He tries to make predictions based on what he sees in L.A. to prepare other cities for the 21st century. But Davis's L.A. crystal ball just flashes over and over the same dire message for urban America. Repent, the end is near. City of Quartz is one of those overstuffed, brilliant books that are hard to categorize. It's mostly social history, with doses of literary criticism, gossip, and elegy tossed in. One reason Mike Davis's book is so eclectic is him. He doesn't boast your typical intellectual curriculum vitae. Davis worked for years as a meat cutter and truck driver before he went to college and eventually became a lecturer in urban theory. What's even more unusual about Davis is the fact that he's a native Californian. So when he writes about places like the abandoned socialist city of Llano del Rio, you feel like you're being taken on an insider tour while everybody else is heading for the La Brea tar pits. In the opening chapter of City of Quartz, Davis surveys the work of filmmakers and other writers who've portrayed L.A. as utopia and dystopia. People like Orson Welles, Nathaniel West, Raymond Chandler, and Joan Didion. He also cites those gloomy Gus expatriates, Aldous Huxley and Bertolt Brecht, to whom L.A. was a sunny boneyard of culture where people could rot without feeling it. Davis then moves into the present to consider the city's disintegrating economy and ecology. And in a truly scary chapter entitled Fortress L.A., he discusses the city's sadistic street environment. There are creepy black and white pictures here of inner city shopping malls built around police watchtowers and so-called bum-proof bus benches that make sleeping impossible and sitting tricky. Davis says that early urban visionaries like Frederick Law Olmsted, who designed New York Central Park, celebrated the democratic mixing of people. But contemporary architects in L.A. use reflective glass, ramparts, and elevated pedways to protect the middle class from exposure to the streets. He describes the hyperstructures that dot L.A. as the semiotics of class war. The most chilling aspect of Davis's apocalyptic view of L.A. is that he really means it. It's not just a clever trope. Along with his other odd identities, Davis is a Marxist. In fact, he begins his book with an epigram from Walter Benjamin, arguably the greatest Marxist critic of the 20th century. In his famous essay on another city, entitled Paris, Capital of the 19th Century, Benjamin talked about how the future arises out of the crumbling ruins of the past. This is your standard Marxist dialectical reading of history. But Davis concludes his book in a circus wrecking yard filled with broken down rides and cracked stone elephants. It's a place he calls the junkyard of dreams. Those visions of the future that Davis saw out in the LA desert must have been so terrifying that he prefers to leave us in the ruins.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The City of Quartz by Mike Davis.